from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. A battle over Social Security has broken out within the Social Security Administration. Some employees say the agency is using public funds to promote a political agenda, namely President Bush's plan to partly privatize the system. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Call the 800 number for Social Security these days, and you could hear a message like this.
Thanks for holding. A representative will be with you shortly. While Social Security will be able to pay full benefits until 2042, some long-range changes need to be made to ensure the system remains solvent for future generations.
Solvency is a hot word at the Social Security Administration right now. It's woven into some of the agency's strategic communications plan, like this document for the Kansas City region that was obtained by NPR. It's called a Communications Marketing Tactical Plan. This is how it reads. We must address Social Security's long-term solvency issues now. The sooner changes are made, the more time people will have to adjust to the changes. That message crosses the line for some Social Security employees like Dana Duggins. She's a vice president of the Social Security Council of the American Federation of Government Employees.
This is an issue that has become very political, and different people have different opinions about the accuracy of whether there is a crisis and what should be done.
Duggan says many employees object to the Social Security Administration using public funds to advance what they believe is a political agenda.
I've been with the agency 23 years, and I've never, ever seen SSA take a position in any political issue. In fact, just the opposite. We are warned to be politically neutral.
Officials with the Social Security Administration did not return phone calls today, but a White House spokesman said that the agency is doing its job, and that job is to educate the public about the problems ahead. He said the government has an obligation to inform the public, just as it would warn the public about the approach of a hurricane. But Congressman Sandra Levin of Michigan, a lead Democrat on Social Security issues in the House of Representatives, says dire warnings are not in order.
I mean, they're using the word sovereignty to scare people. They're not explaining it. It's like the president's use of the word bankrupt earlier this week. Is something that has a crisis 40 to 50 years away, and where if nothing's done, it would pay 70 cents on the dollar. You call that bankrupt?
Union official Dana Duggins says many employees of the Social Security Administration also disagree with the message the agency is now putting out. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.